Oh, there it is.
Didn't almost have to wait for long.
Looks like on time, even. Holy
Lord.
Dude, we can do this. Yeah. Hello.
How about it, hound?
Roscoe.
What's shaking there?
Well, we got your music on. We got through half of the show. The worst is over, I guess. And we got the vibe report on the line. You're happening, babe.
I'm happening, babe. I just been to the stove, and I got myself some groceries because I'm cooking up a recipe out of the cookbook that Wild Girl done give me last year.
Well, that answers that other question, where are we going to eat tonight?
Yeah, this is, I figured today's vibe is the communicative medium of radio. I mean, I have used the radio to get in touch with people before. You know, like, saying that I was looking for Ann Cassinelli's phone number and stuff a couple of years ago, that worked, you know.
So who are we trying to communicate with today?
Well, Jack and Den are working.
Jack Boy and Denois, yeah.
And I assume that they're listening to the show.
Getting that tip. Well, I don't know. Jack does, like, probably would rather hear something else.
Yeah, but you know, he listens to that country station all week, and Den's there, and Den, well, maybe they'll turn, probably Den speed, they'll just tune into the show, you know, like at about 5.
Right, but if they're listening.
If they're listening.
We're trying to get a hold of them, right? For what's the message?
We got the Brunswick stew.
Oh, Brunswick stew. Sco's cooking it up.
So, you know, Jack Boy could just bring some salad or something if he hears this, you know. I got this thing going. I was going to play the guitar, but my hands are all greasy.
Thank you.
Roscoe,
do the Brunswick stew with or without the squirrel meat?
I didn't have any squirrel, but I have done it with squirrel. Only thing is, it's
so to speak,
to get a squirrel, you really have to have 4 guys with BB guns. One guy with a BB gun just hurts the thing too bad.
Mm.
Or maybe you could let me borrow your wrist rocket, Bruce.
And we got some 45 shells, courtesy of Brian Redman.
Mm. Yeah, that's all we need for the young fellas out with their noisemakers in front of the joint.
11th Street, where it's New Year's Eve, 365 nights a year.
Yeah, well, at least last week they were playing the Biz Markie song. Now they've come up with some other extra bone sound. I don't really know.
Did you call that an extra bone sound?
I believe I did.
The Jimmy the Greek of music.
There it is, folks.
Who said that? I didn't say it. What do you mean?
That was that other guy.
No, what?
Wah.
What?
Wah.
Well, this is really... Let me see if you guys can actually hear this bubbling sound. Check this out.
Is that the stew?
Well, that's the chicken part of it getting started.
Do you use ground beef or not, Sco?
No.
Because, like,
Well, you can. I'm just going for sort of a bacon and chicken as far as the meat goes.
That's the Virginia thing, man, for Brunswick stew.
I'm not really using the bacon. I just use the bacon fat to cook the chicken.
The uninformed cheat with ground beef, and it therefore is not Brunswick stew.
Okay, well, see, maybe I can even get some feedback going here. Hey, could you turn your radio down? There we go.
Cool.
Pines generated feedback.
Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, so Hound, are you in the next room walking around like the guy on Midnight Caller?
Oh, no, I'm here now. Right now I'm here. But we are training Sally to do it.
Oh, okay, because
all this stuff.
You'll probably have to have Rick Little come out there and refilm you after you get up to that Midnight Caller walking around vibe.
Yeah.
You know, we could turn this into a sitcom yet.
Or some kind of Shakespearean tragedy,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, let's work up a treatment. Get that Eddie G. Come on, Eddie G. How come you're so worthless and you just you only stand there sticking up for other guys and David Stillborn?
We just need like a little money to turn the idea into a concept, and then we can get some. What do they call that, Bruce, in the film business?
A treatment?
No, like the
negative
money they
turnaround.
Give you,
that's
no,
my favorite.
No, the money they give you for a
development
deal. We need a development deal.
Well, development deals are a really great way to rip off writers, actually, but
well,
what the hell.
If
as long as we're the ones doing the ripping off, that's okay.
If they would give us one of these development deals, then we would, you know, definitely back off on the venomous, you know.
Diatribe?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do? You become so, like, socially repugnant that somebody's going to pay you to stop? It's not a bad idea.
We're hoping.
Well, maybe the New York
Times. The nice guy thing doesn't work.
Obviously.
Maybe the New York Times would send us some money, you know, since, you know, it's funny that they're probably more wasteful than McDonald's on Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I know you don't have the beat, but I'll count to three, and then you can try to jam up the echo for some sort of, like, hangover effect.
Okay.
One, two, three.
And there he is, folks. America's wonder child, Roscoe.
Yeah.